Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the first chapter of Maseches Sota with Mishnayos Ches and Tes. So yesterday we started talking about Mida Keneged Mida, how the way the Sota is treated in this process corresponds to the crimes with which she has been accused. So now the chapter is going to finish with lots of other examples of Mida Keneged Mida with which we may be familiar. So Mishnah Ches says, Shimshon halach achar enav, Shimshon followed his eyes, because he had a habit of going after women he ought not have gone after. Lefikach, nikri plishtim es enav. Therefore the Philistines put out his eyes. Shenamar, and the Navi tells us, V'yochazuhu plishtim v'nikru es enav. So it tells us that the plishtim put out his eyes. Avshalom nisga'a b'sa'aro. Avshalom, the son of David who ran a coup, he was obsessed with his hair and very proud of it. Lefikach nisla b'sa'aro. That's why he was hung by his hair. Lefi sheba al eser pilag she'aviv. And since he violated his father's 10 concubines, lefikach nitnubo eser lonvios. That's why he was pierced by 10 spears. Shenemar. And the Navi tells us, V'yasobu asara anashim nosei klei Yoav. He was surrounded by 10 of Yoav's armor bearers. V'yaku es Avshalom v'yamisuhu. And it tells us that they struck Avshalom and killed him. Ulefisha gunav shlosha levavos. And since he metaphorically stole 3 hearts, Lev Aviv, Velev Beistin, Velev Yisrael. So these were 3 people that he sweet-talked into his side. Lefikach Niskvu bo shlosha shavatim. That's why he was pierced with 3 darts. Shenemar, as the Navi tells us again, v'yikach shlosha shavatim bekapo v'yiskaim b'lev Avshalom. It says he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them into the heart of Avshalom. So here we see other examples where people's behavior was punished accordingly. Mida keneged mida. However, let us continue immediately into Mishnah Tes. V'chein le'inyin hatova, mida keneged mida isn't only for bad things, it's also for good things. So what are some examples of positive payback, as it were, you know, mida keneged mida? So one is Miriam himtina le'moshe sha'a achas. Miriam waited for Moshe 1 hour, shenamar, as the Chumash tells us, v'teisatsav achoso merachok, that his sister positioned herself from a distance. Lefikach Nisakvu lo Yisrael shiva yamim b'midbar. Because of this, the Jews waited 7 days for her in the desert when she had saras and had to leave the camp. Shenamar, v'ha'am lo nosa ad ha'asif Miriam. It tells us that the people didn't travel until after Miriam was brought back in. Yosef zaka likvor es aviv, and Yosef merited to bury his father Yaakov. Ve'ein be'echav gadol bimenu, and there was none of his brothers greater than he. Shenemar, v'yal Yosef likboris aviv, v'yal imo gam rechev gam prashim. It tells us that Yosef went up to bury his father, and chariots and riders went up with him. Mi ilanu gadol mi Yosef, and who was greater than Joseph? Shelo nesasek bo el Moshe. He got buried by Moshe himself. Moshe zacha ba'atzmos Yosef, that Moshe merited to handle the bones of Yosef. Vein b'Yisrael gadol bimenu, and there was no one in Israel greater than Moshe. Shenemar, and the Torah tells us, v'yikach Moshe es asmos Yosef imo. So when we left Egypt, it says Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Mi gadol mimoshe shelo nesasek bo el hamakom. Who's greater than Moshe, who was buried by God himself? Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, v'yikvor oso b'gai. God buried him in the valley. V'lo al Moshe bilvad amru, and not only Moshe does the Torah tell us this, ela al kol hatzdikim. Really, in some sense, all righteous people are buried by God personally, shenemar, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, your righteousness will go before you. Kavod Hashem yi'as pecha, the glory of God will bring you in. So the righteous people will be brought in by God himself. That is the end of the first parak. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Parak Beis, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.